Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
What was that?
Sorry, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper,
no.
Media organization? Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. Which political party are you registered?
I'm not sure right now. I'm not sure what it says.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, between 36 to 45, between 46 to 55?
36 to 45.
Thank you so much. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate. Thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
All the way.
Sorry, very unfavorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amnesty.
I'm not sure who that is.
Thank you. Scott Boyd. Erin Huntley.
I'm not sure. I've heard of him.
Leonard Spencer. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Trump.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely going to vote, definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you so much. And if the election for the Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate.
I'm not sure.
Thank you so much. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty? The Republican candidate. Sorry?
I wouldn't know right now.
Thank you. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied all wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election of Florida State House were held today, for whom will you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Tell me something bad in or you did.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Tell me something bad the other lady did. Don't just talk bad about one person. Talk bad about both of them.
Sorry, I was talking about Carolina Amnesty.
Okay, well, now I'll say something positive about her. It seems like you guys, are you working just with Democrats, basically? That's what it sounds like. But like, actually, you know, a little bit of information about that lady that was negative. But then that's it.
Okay, I am not.
Who are you working for?
Sorry, we are not affirming that this is a true statement. We are just reading some news that you can find.
I don't need to know what news. I don't know where that news came from.
Sorry, this statement is something that you can find on the internet.
That's fine. Is that your agenda? Make sure you tell me that.
Okay, we are not.
Did you tell me something negative about that lady? Like, did you have to make sure to tell me something about that lady? Is that part of the policy you're working with right now?
Okay.
Like, did you?
We are.
Did you have to?
We are just asking for your. We are just asking for
I'm
your
asking
opinion
you.
On
okay,
this
well,
statement.
You, if you had to tell me that stuff, or if you just you had to say that to try to like sway my vote or like my opinion, like you want my opinion.
Yes, we
but
are just collecting opinions. These statements are statements that you can say.
So you make a statement like that and then ask for the opinion again, the same statement. Right.
We are not saying that this statement is true.
Well,
we are just reading.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm calling from opinion research.
Opinion research is something you're biased.
We are just collecting opinions about this. Okay, well, we are almost complete. We are at 57% complete. Hello?
My opinion's worth money. My opinion's worth money. How much am I going to get paid for this?
Okay, if you don't want to continue, that's okay. Thank you for your time.